Shalom and good morning once again. Still in the book of 1 Peter, now chapter 3, and we deal with verses 1 all the way to 12. The book of 1 Peter is how to engage the grace of God so that we can be able to live a godly life, so that we can influence those that are allowed about us to glorify God even when he comes. And Peter helped us to understand our relationship. And he began by telling us that grace, that grace of God, while we are living in a hostile environment, it means that we are secure. It means that we are connected to God. It means that the Spirit of God is on our side. The grace of God, we also discovered that it means that we can live sober lives. Sober lives, we say, it is when we can be able to see where we have come from and to know who we were before the grace of God came upon us. Before we started living and studying on grace, we were not a people. We were in the darkness. We were living without God. We were enemies of God. We had no mercy. We had no a place to go. We had no home. But now that we have the grace of God, we are loyal priests. We are a holy nation. We are a people that belongs to God, so that we can declare the praise of him who called us from darkness. We also discovered that the grace of God means that we can submit. And that's where we are. Last session, we discovered how we can live victorious life in pagan world using the grace of God. And we also discovered how we can submit at least to two groups, how two groups can submit. We majorly dealt with how we can submit to the pagan government. Governments that are pagan. Peter calls us that we are foreigners and we are strangers on earth. And we consider those governments as foreign governments. How do you submit when they make unbiblical rules? When they tax exorbitant taxes? When they use our tax in a very unbiblical way to do their evils, or to do some projects that do not really bear God's name? Is it possible to submit to them? Peter says yes, but we must do it for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, submitting for the sake of Jesus means it's a sacrifice. It's a big sacrifice. You remember Joseph? Joseph knew that he was sent to his brothers that were hostile. And he knew his brothers might attack him and even kill him. He knew that his brothers hated him. In fact, that knowledge is not just the head knowledge. He had experienced his brothers talk badly against him. And he had an experience that they did not have a place in their heart. But you see, he obeyed his father. So it was his father's sake that made Joseph to go even to his brothers that were hostile. Now that's the same picture we discovered for the Lord's sake, for the one who is sitting. That's the one who is saying, Lord, still submit yourself to this, and it's only by your grace. We also discovered how also slaves can submit to the Lord to the shepherd of their souls. Now we want to discover how wives, I know we had alluded to this, we had mentioned about how wives and how husbands and society and hostile society. Now we deal with these three groups now. How wives can submit to their hostile husbands, and how husbands can also submit to their unbelieving wives, or the wives, or taking wives to be to be part of them, and how we can also be able to to be resilient and to be influential and resourceful to our hostile environment. And we will look at those and look at it from the five areas of our lives that we turn to the shepherd of our souls. See here, in this session, we want to look at those five areas that must be submitted to the shepherd and the guardian of our souls. These are the key words that we want to continue learning. We introduce them as we are adding chapter number 2 of the book of 2 Peter. No, 1 Peter chapter 2. As we are adding 1 Peter chapter 2, we discovered that we are supposed to turn to Christ, the shepherd and the guardian of our souls. Now, when we are turning to this shepherd of our soul, to the guardian of our souls, we submit 5 areas of our lives. Number 1, we submit our fears. Women must submit their fears. Men must submit their fears to God. This is the only way that you can be able to submit. We, the neighbors, we must submit. Even to the government, the one we had already talked about, we must submit all those fears to God. Number 2, we must submit our shame to God. We turn all those to the shepherd of our souls. We also submit our esteem, whether low or high. We submit our guilt. We submit our uncompassionate heart. We submit our scarcity mentality, poverty mentality. These are 5 or so areas that must be submitted to the shepherd of our souls. Once we submit them, wives can be able to submit to their husband. So our submission first should be to God. And this is actually the spiritual warfare. Our submission as husbands, we should be first to God, even before to our husbands, to our wives. Our submission to the government should be first to God. And these are the 5 areas we submit to God. Let's see what it looks like when a submitted wife, or a wife can be able to submit to the ungodly husbands, or to the husbands who do not fear God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verses 1. In the same way, which way? The same way of submitting. You wives must accept the authority of your husband. You see, they are commanded to accept the authority of their husbands. This is not easy, wives. But I want you to know, it is only possible when you have already turned all the 5 areas of your fear, of your guilt, of your shame, of your security or insecure, of your esteem, first to God. That is the only way you can be able to accept the authority of your husband. Then, even if some refuse to obey good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. Peter is a great man. He's telling the wives, this is not why we are doing this, is that we continue to speak. We wives, you continue to be a preacher. You're not just submitting for the sake of submitting. No, he says your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. So this submission is not for the submission's sake. It's for the Lord's sake. You see, God, may my submission to them win them to Jesus Christ. Don't be concerned about your outward beauty or fancy hairstyle, expensive jewelry, and beautiful clothes. Peter is not against all those fancy style and jewelry and clothes, but he says that should not be our major concern. You see, if you are concerned with that, but we want to win our husbands through that, we'll not. But if I say, you should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, it's that that is going to win them. The unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They put their trust in God and accepted the authority of their husbands. For instance, Sarah, giving an example of those who obeyed and the authority of the husband, obeyed her husband, Abraham, and called him her master. You are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husband might do. Now, that is one of the way, an example of how wives can be able to bring their husbands to God just because they have first turned to the shepherd of their soul. Verse 7 now, we turn to the husband. How should a believing husband treat his wife so as to remain connected to the heavenly grace through prayer? You see, husband here now are turned and asked, how then do they turn and continue to connect to the grace of God? In the same way, you husband must give honor to your wife. That was not easy. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. That's then how you treat and wife. That's a way of submitting, husband submitting to her, you know, to their wives. That's a submission. Treat them with equal dignity as yourself those days. Then we turn to all believers, as we had said, and we want to see how fellowship should respond to each other. Some of the do's and some of the don'ts during persecution, to be able to win others to Christ and enjoy many days in the glory of God. How should we live together around here? How should we connect to this grace? Finally, all of you should be of one mind. This is another submission, being of one mind. How? Sympathize with each other, a submission. Love each other as brothers and sisters, a submission to one another. Be tender-hearted, a submission to one another. And keep a humble attitude, the submission. That is submission in the body of believers. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Now, this is also how you submit to your hostile neighbors. Do not insult as they insult. Don't repay evil for evil. It's only grace that helps us not to turn evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you his blessing. For the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see many days, many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and do and work. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. So the Lord, Peter finally is letting us to know that we are before God, and the eyes of the Lord are on those who do good, and He is against those who do evil, and we can be able to use His grace to win others to Himself. Father, give us this grace. Help us to plug into this grace, to submit even to those who do not fear you, so that we can win them to yourself. In Jesus' name.